महाराज कह रहे हैं कि अभी भगवद गीता का क्लास होएगा और साथ में हिंदी का अनुवाद भी होएगा और इसलिए जो हॉल है टेम्पल हॉल है वो बिल्कुल शांतिपूर्ण वातावरण रहे, उस तरह से नहीं कि मेट्रो स्टेशन का वातावरण हो।
मेट्रो स्टेशन नहीं, टेम्पल यस। ॐ नमो Before we start, those of you who have children who are young, please take care of your children somewhere else.
जो लोग वो के बच्चे हैं साथ में, छोटे बच्चे हैं, उनको वो ध्यान रखें दूसरी जगह ताकि शोर नहीं मचाए।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Gentlemen,
Hare Krishna.
Today is the sacred appearance day of the Bhagavad Gita called Gita Jayanti, and we will read the most important verse and we will be very silent and very attentive.
Aaj bahut hi mahatvapurna din hai, aaj jo hai Gita Jayanti hai, to bahut mahatvapurna hum aaj shlok padhenge, to isliye bilkul shanti ka vatavaran rehna chahiye.
This is the most important shloka of the Bhagavad Gita. And therefore Krishna repeats it two times. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says everything one time only, but what is important, he says it two times.
भगवद गीता में भगवान श्री कृष्ण सब बातें एक ही बार कहते हैं, लेकिन जो महत्वपूर्ण है उसको दोहराते हैं।
The message of this shloka is total absorption of the mind in Krishna.
तो इस जो श्लोक है उसका संदेश है कि पूर्ण रूप से हम अपना मन जो है भगवान श्री कृष्ण में डाल दें।
I want to give you an example of what absorption of the mind means.
So, Guru Maharaj dena chahte hain udharan ke matlab kya hai purn roop se bhagwan ke
look at this cloth.
Is kapde ko dekhiye,
it's dry, there's no water in it.
Sukha hai, koi isme pani nahi hai.
I will now put it in the water.
Ye isko pani mein dal diya.
And look what has happened now. It has absorbed water which was previously not there. So, the normal mind of a normal person doesn't think of Krishna. But Krishna consciousness means you absorb your mind in Krishna so that finally there's nothing else in the mind except for Krishna.
So, jo Krishna consciousness ka matlab ye hai ki hum apna man jo hai un roop se bhagwan pe dal de, aur uske baad kuch bhi na rahe, sirf Krishna hi ho man mein.
You can test yourself.
Aap apne aap ko pariksha apni le sakte hain.
How advanced am I in Krishna consciousness?
Main kitna bada chada hu Krishna bhavna mein.
By this simple test, are you absorbed in Krishna?
ये सिर्फ सीधा जो सरल जो है परीक्षा है कि हम जो है पूर्ण रूप से ढले हुए हैं कृष्ण में.
Is your mind full of Krishna? Or is it full of I, me and mine? My interests. My plans. My sufferings. My worries. A proper Krishna conscious mind is full of Krishna like a cloth which has absorbed water and is therefore full of water.
So, एक जो कृष्ण भावना भावित मन है वो पूर्ण रूप से कृष्ण के बारे में ही सोचता है, जैसे एक कपड़ा जो है पूर्ण रूप से पानी में भीगा हुआ है.
So, Krishna will tell us in this verse how we can absorb our mind, our senses, and finally our whole body in Him.
तो भगवान श्री कृष्ण यहाँ बताएंगे कि कैसे हम अपने मन को और अपने शरीर को और अपने सब कार्यों को भगवान में डाल सकते हैं.
कृष्णा स्पीक्स फर्स्ट ऑफ द माइंड बाय सेइंग ऑलवेज थिंक ऑफ मी.
तो सबसे पहले मन के बारे में सोच बोल रहे हैं, ये कहते हो कि हमेशा मेरे बारे में सोचो.
माय डियर डिवोटी, सो इम्पोर्टेंट टू थिंक ऑफ कृष्णा.
बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है भगवान के बारे में सोचना.
Remember, if you forget everything of this lecture, this cloth which taught us to absorb ourselves in Krishna. Once there was a lady who came to a Srimad Bhagavatam class. Every day she came. And every day she cried and cried and cried. The lecturer thought, very good, she is very absorbed, she takes the subject matter very serious. Now one day after the lecture he wanted to know what she was thinking. Oh lady, you are crying, you are very moved by the Srimad Bhagavatam. The lady said, yes, I'm crying.
So, Maharaj bata rahe hain ki unhone phir jab pucha pravakta ne ki kya karan hai, to mahila ne bataya, haan, main ro rahi hu.
But I'm thinking of my goat who died 2 weeks ago.
So, usne kaha ki main soch rahi hu apni bakri ke bare mein jo 2 hafte pehle mar gayi.
And then she said to the Bhagavatam lecture, the Pandit, you have a beard. It is just like the beard of my dead goat. And therefore I am remembering my goat and I cry.
इसलिए मैं अपनी बकरी को याद कर रही थी और मैं रो रही थी.
Was she in the Bhagavatam lecture or not?
तो ये कोई Bhagavatam lecture वो सुन रही थी कि नहीं?
Every day she came and she sat.
रोज आती थी वो, बैठती थी Bhagavatam lecture.
But was she present?
क्या वो उपस्थित थी?
No.
नहीं.
She was absent-minded. She was with her goat. 2 weeks she was with her goat, although she sat in the temple room and listened to Bhagavatam. Many of us are exactly like this lady. Our bodies come to the temple. But with our mind we still think of our profession. We think about the quarrel we have with our wife in our home. The young girls think, oh, there are the young boys who dance very energetically. One of them is good to be my husband. And the young boys may come to the temple and stand before the altar, but really their eyes always go like,
oh.
Bring your mind. Bring your mind before Krishna. Only then you are with Krishna. Therefore, Krishna first says in this shloka, Manmana, think of me. If we don't learn to think of Krishna in the Mandir, my dear devotees, our advancement will be so slow. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says how we should think of Krishna. He writes down what Krishna tells us how we should think of him. Think of my moon-like face. Think of the shining locks of hair. And think of the beautiful eyebrows of Krishna. And think of how Krishna looks at you with love. And how from his eyes come a flood of nectar like a monsoon. Yes. Think, you know, when you come before Shri Radhika Raman, let us be very practical now. Then you should think how Radhika Raman looks at you. When you take darshan, the most important thing is not that you see Krishna, but that Krishna sees you. So first of all, think of Krishna. Then comes the second step. Bhava mad bhakto. That is, some physical actions should be there. Something which we call seva should be done. The thinking always is expressed in physical action. In Europe, when a boy thinks of a girl, he will eventually go to the shop and buy some flowers and give her flowers.
So,
Or when a person constantly thinks, I hate this person, I hate this person, I so much hate this person, he gets on my nerves. Then one day from the thinking, an action will come forth. For instance, he will say, you fool. Yes. So when we think of Krishna, this is the first step, but then we should act in relationship with Krishna. Krishna says, worship me with all your senses. With your ears you should hear about me. With your eyes you should see my beautiful deity form. With your hands you should clean the temple or make chapatis for my bhaktas. Or you should use your hands to pick flowers and make garlands. Use your wealth to offer some ornaments to me. So it's very important. The first thing is you think of Krishna, and out of this thinking, activities and service grow. Now comes the third step. You should, on the third step, majaji, offer articles in worship for Krishna. I was very happy to see today behind the marble thing that many devotees have brought apples, some have brought sweets for Krishna, others have brought perfume for Krishna.
So Maharaj has seen that बहुत लोग जो हैं कुछ लोग फ्रूट लेके आए हैं उनके लिए कुछ लोग जो हैं परफ्यूम लेके आए हैं भगवान के लिए